So England are hurting today because of the football. Some people might even take some delight in our neighbours' pain, might even find it funny, might even gloat. But we at the Nolan Show, we take a more mature attitude. Yeah, right.
It's a very, very good draw for England. And when you consider the population of Iceland, when you consider the Champions League experience in our team, the tournament experience, then defeat for England is unthinkable.
Is he brought down by Halldórsson? Referee says he is. It is, of course, the captain, Wayne Rooney. And Rooney scores. Perfectly placed into the corner. It is the perfect...
This time, they've got to just be a bit more clinical in front of goal. If they can be that and score maybe an early goal, this game will be a walk in the park for them tomorrow.
It's helped across goal! And Iceland a level! Throw in, flick on, goal! Awful England defending. Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Oh, I just got you from Sterling. I can promise you. It's time to go to the hotel, Austin! It's time to do it! It's time to pull it!
It was left by Dyer and Dan. It's come to Sig Thompson! And Joe Hart can't keep it out! Iceland have turned it round to lead! There's disbelief right around the ground!
It's not been in England! Do it! It's not been in England! Do it! Yeah, we can tell it, I ain't got to take it on!
Time's up for England, maybe for Roy Hodgson. England are out of the European Championship! This is surely as bad as it's ever been for England in terms of being rocked and shocked.
This game will be a walk in the park for him tomorrow.
Well, look, can I just say that I came into work late this morning. That's obviously made by the Nolan production team, that little montage, which I distanced myself from immediately, or I will never work on Five Live again. Steve Claridge with us this morning. Morning to you, Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning, and the commentator, John McCrae. Morning to you, John.
Blame you, Stephen. Well, putting that out is absolutely appalling. We are British. We stand together. Scotland, yeah. Wales, Northern Ireland have been magnificent out there. So why is it that you're gloating, you're sneering, you're mocking? Absolutely appalling.
Because,
we
John...
We are British, well, the maybe, United Kingdom.
Maybe the team put that together, John and Steve, because we are sick and tired of these overhyped, overpaid players being described as superstars. By commentator Steve Claridge, they're not superstars, are they? Look at those superstars on the pitch last night. I could have done better.
No, let's get this in the context of what's going on here first, Stephen. And you're putting the blame. Okay, the players didn't play well, but there are huge reasons why. And the main reason is that you have a manager who spent 4.5 years in the job, doesn't know his best team, doesn't know his best 11. He takes a squad that's unbalanced, that's given him no options. He plays a team that is totally unbalanced and has no shape. He makes substitutions which beg a belief. He's played 3 previous games, all of the same ilk, and learned absolutely nothing from them. We've got Sterling, why he continues to play Sterling on the left, I have no idea. He's put Sturridge on the right. We haven't got a wide player in the squad. The team and shape is shocking. His substitutions were shocking. The management is appalling. I'm sorry, well, I don't know where to stop and where to begin with this, because yes, the players didn't play well, but honestly, Stephen, I've played in teams like this. I've played in for managers who don't know what they're doing, who clearly can't see the picture, and it's virtually impossible to play your best. The best analogy I can give is, if you go to work and you're working for your gaffer and he doesn't know what he's doing and he's telling you something and you know it's wrong, you'll do it, but you'll do it with absolutely no passion.
Story of my career in the BBC. Have you met any of the bosses?
Well, I don't... I thought it was a bit too close to home, but that is the best analogy I can give. Those players, please don't talk about money and passion, mate, because it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with leadership. Look at the rugby boys, the same players, all of a sudden, who got knocked out of the World Cup in humiliation, are now ripping it up in Australia.
Claridge, John McCrick, says it's got nothing to do with money and passion. Look at the passion in that Iceland team last night. That is like Atlantic team last night.
And you can say the same about the Northern Ireland team. 2-1-0 defeats against top teams. Absolutely fantastic, and the way they won their game as well. So there was passion there. The fans have got the passion. There's no doubt about it. The suffering we did. But, Steve, I say to you as well, I am sick of losing. Since 1960,
I am. I'm so angry, John. I am.
To the team. The two. Look, Newcastle, my team, in the miserable championship.
Yep.
How worse can it get? Now we've got England losing yet again.
But John, that's another thing.
The hopes and the dreams and everything. The trepidation I felt before this tournament, that England were a 9-1 chance. It was 80-1 against Iceland winning it. And yesterday, 15-2 over 90 minutes, Iceland were 15-2. Now, you can't go and lose like this. How much more can we take? And Roy Hodgson, you tell me, Steve, you know the game, you played for 50 clubs yourself. How much has Hodgson ever won? What's he ever done?
Hodgson was the opposite to what we had before, John, and that's what we'll get here.
It
was
McLaren
to Capello. So Capello was this big foreign manager who came over with a big reputation, was absolutely shocking.
Yep.
Then you go the exact opposite. You go a safe pair of hands, and everyone cried out for an English manager. It doesn't work that it's the exact opposite. It's the right person. Nobody in England, and you'll back me up here, John, expects England to win the Euros. They don't expect them to win the World Cup. What they expect the manager to do, and it's always the art of good, is to get the best out of what he's got. And if he does that, we'll be fine, which is what Iceland are doing, which is what Northern Ireland are doing, which is what Republic are doing. We do not get that because the managers we've had simply aren't capable of doing that.
Are we not tiring also of the commentary, I guess, from people like you, Steve Claridge, but you know, others on Match of the Day, when they clearly hype this England team up beyond their capability?
Up
there being hyped up for years, for goodness sake.
No, they haven't. There's a myth. Total myth. You're buying into something. There's a total myth. No one's hyped them up. All everybody said is they're good players. All people want to do is put them in an environment, an arena, where they can flourish. And clearly, when you have a manager of the ilk that we've had, and managers in previous times of the ilk that we've had, and it's been proved, they haven't got the best out of those players. And you do that by getting the right system and the right shape. Why continue with Sterling down the left? Why have a centre forward as your right winger? Why lack? But the best thing you need to make the pitch big in games like that, you have to have width. Yet he had none of it. He's taken a squad that's left him with very little options. It's shocking. 40 years in the game, and he can't see the picture, Stephen. I'm sorry. You can look at other ones, and we'll have this massive breakdown now of what's wrong with English football.
And you complain, John McCrick, about that montage. I can tell you now, there will be lots of people, they might actually think this is exactly what England had coming to them.
Well, it had coming to them, but for goodness sake, why rejoice? That's what it is. It's mocking, rejoicing, being delighted. In Scotland, apparently, they were thousands and tens of thousands of people absolutely delighted that England are out. I hate it when Scotland lose. Northern Ireland really support them. Wales, they've been fantastic. But we've got this feeling here that I had such trepidation before we went into this, like so many England fans. Others, it was built up. But you can see why that we had these 10 games that we won in the qualifying, the softest games you can ever imagine. A Hackney Marshes team could have been...
to win every game, John.
But it misleads everyone, doesn't it? People were misled. I wasn't. You weren't, Steve.
No.
But let me ask you this, Steve, as a player of 50 clubs that you've had before. What can the players do when the manager is not playing the systems they believe are right? If they attack my manager or they have strikes or anything like that, they're kicked out of the team and they lose their wages. So what power have players got when they see before them what is being done is wrong?
Well, you just try and follow through your orders, John, and that's the problem that we have, and that's why you get certain instances where players over a period of time. Very difficult for England because it's their one-off games. But over a period of time, you can see that what is going on, that the players aren't happy with managers, certainly at league clubs where there are games, you know, far more often. So, but in this situation, just in the manner that they played, and I mean, Rooney never played in midfield in a major tournament. Suddenly he's our midfield maestro. There was so many things. What you have to do, if you're going to get a good side, is you don't give players the out, you know, to an excuse to play badly. And that is basically all Roy Hodgson did.
Dave's in Warringtown.
Mistake after mistake after mistake.
First call of the day. Morning, Dave.
Morning, Stephen. I listened to that montage that went out in your programme this morning, and I'm absolutely disgusted at it. Epitome of bad manners. Now, there is a community here in Northern Ireland that hate the British, or hate the English as it is.
It's not about hitting the British, for goodness sake. It's a football game we're talking about.
Stop
bringing
game.
Politics into it. It's a football game we're talking about. We're not talking about hitting anybody.
You always bring politics into everything, and you've made a career out of storing the pot and putting people against each other. I think it really is terrible that the British Broadcasting Corporation would let such a vindictive broadcast go out this morning and been targeted against the English people, because the English were the majority of the people who voted to get out of Europe.
It's not about the English people, is it? It's about the multi-millionaires that walked onto that pitch last night, Dave, and a church league team could have shown more enthusiasm, more passion, could probably have had more shots on goal, for goodness sake.
I didn't watch the game. I don't watch football.
You didn't watch the game?
No, I'm a football fan. No, but it's the way that this has been portrayed and has been put across. And it's my perception and the perception of a lot of other people how this show this morning is trying to point out how the English are disliked around the world. And I find that very, very distasteful.
Well, nobody said that, Dave.
That's the way I perceive it, and lots of
people. Well, you perceive it wrong.
No, I don't. I perceive it. I see things how I see.
Well, have a listen to Paul and Bad Bridge this morning. Morning, Paul.
Hey, Stephen. How are you?
I'm doing all right this morning, Paul. Go ahead.
Well, I disagree with your former person there on the phone there. Wholly, because my sides are splitting here. At that montage, absolutely fantastic. Shut dirt, as the man says. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening to you, Paul.
The English team and a whole lot of things. I don't hate the English. I like the English. They put my arm around their shoulder and all. But they can blow their own heads up a good bit, you know what I mean? In every area they go into. To the detriment of poor wee Northern Ireland or poor wee Era or poor wee anybody else, they are the kings in their heads. But that's where they are, kings in their heads. They need to get themselves sorted out in a whole lot of areas. I want to talk about political just here or anything.
Paul, thank you. Vinti. Morning, Vinti.
Hi, Stephen. Stephen, that's the worst English team I've ever seen in my life. And I work for Value Cards. We'd pick a team out of Value Cards to beat them. They've no heart. They didn't play with any passion. Just look at Northern Ireland.
Steve Claridge has said, Steve Claridge said this morning, don't bring passion into it.
Listen, Steve Claridge has gone on about the manager. You know, he has a small part to play. Those boys are more interested in getting $300,000 a week. They don't want to play for their countries. They don't want to play the way the lads from the north here, down the south, and even Wales, and definitely that Icelandic team. No passion, no commitment, no nothing, and they deserve to be out. They're absolute bad lads, Stephen. Really are.
Go on, Steve.
I've been in the situation. It's nothing to do with money or passion, mate. Don't tell me at the end of that game those players aren't hurt. They are, and they will be. You don't get the top of playing football with no passion and not caring. But what you have to do is be led properly. And we've seen it before. The rugby team, you know, if you haven't got the right man in charge, you've got absolutely no. I've played in sides with balance, played in sides with no shape. It's impossible to do your best. And that's exactly where we are. There's not passion, it's belief. And none of those players have any belief in that manager.
They were clueless, Steve. There's only two players that I would keep in that team, and that's the two fullbacks. See the rest of them?
They're the only two players who played in the right positions, mate. That's the trouble.
Yeah, but they played with their heart and they played with passion.
Is Rooney not finished, by the way? Is it not time for Rooney to go off and coach or something?
Definitely, Stephen. He's done.
John McCrigg?
Well, you can argue about the personnel and all that sort of thing, but the opening of this programme was absolutely disgusting, Stephen. Now, let me ask you this question. You understand Northern Ireland better than so many people, and you'd broadcast from Salford, and you'd tell us what's going on over there. How many people in Northern Ireland wanted England to lose? I bet less than 1%. Less than 1%. They wanted England to win. And the same over here, I can't believe it. 0.1% wanted Northern Ireland to lose. We supported Northern Ireland. We wanted them to win. And yet we now come on and we're absolutely, like Steve Claridge, absolutely angry, bitter, resentful that we lost. But we're not gloating. We're not saying, oh, wonderful, they're out and it serves them right and this, that and the other. We're analysing why they lost. But to want a home team to win. We are British, for goodness sake, Stephen. Can't you realise it's far more important than analysing managers and fullbacks and all that kind of thing? Britain is Britain. And we proved it in Brexit. We're getting out of Europe. Fantastic result. The exit, England out of the Euros, is a disaster for our sporting nation.
You don't think Scotland's laughing its leg off this morning?
They are. Of course Scotland is delighted.
Well, Scotland's part of Britain.
Great Britain. They hate the English. It is absolutely awful. I think half of Scotland's were delighted that we lost.
They don't hate the English,
John. No, they don't.
Oh, there's a huge passion, against anti-English passion against England up in Scotland. A huge, huge swathe. That's what Nicola Sturgeon is really basing it on and hoping for her second referendum to get out of the United Kingdom. There is a huge anti-English feeling. There isn't an anti-English feeling among a lot of people in Northern Ireland. Forget the political aspects, and of course...
What that montage is doing is mocking the multi-millionaire footballers, the high and mighty, who walked onto that pitch last night and played like kids.
I agree. I absolutely agree. And the disgust we all felt. And were even worse, and Steve, you'll answer this, even worse, we score a goal in a couple of minutes, a penalty. See, you've got a 1-0 start given to you, a 1-0 start. You couldn't ask for anything better, and we still went and squandered it.
James in Rathcoole. Morning, James.
Stephen, listen, mate, that montage was an absolute disgrace.
Why am I taking a flack for this montage anyway?
Point of order before we move on, right?
Here's the score. I had the runs this morning, so I was in here late. I was in here at 5 to 9 this morning.
We should
get that editor of this programme into this studio to justify why he created this montage
Feeble
this morning.
Excuse.
Let me give you the reason why England done bad last night. And as a Northern Ireland supporter, I wanted England to win last night.
Good.
Because you back the British nations when they're playing in tournaments, I guess. The reason why England Lewis lost last night because that a manager was putting square pegs and round holes.
Absolutely.
He took a Jack Wilshere, the tournament, who hadn't played a game all season.
Hooray.
He was playing Rooney, basically, may as well have been playing as a centre half.
Well, even I knew Rashford should have been
wingers
on that pitch. Rashford came on the
two wingers, vice versa.
Rashford
the guy hadn't got a clue. So
Rashford came on that pitch, James.
What, 5 minutes? He gave him 5 minutes.
He was man of the match, and he was given 5 minutes.
If you
man
have
of the
no
match.
Leadership, if you have no, if children in school don't have a leadership from their teachers or their headmaster, they don't know what they're doing.
You got it.
The manager last night and throughout the tournament in the last 4.5 years has been an absolute disgrace. Yep. And he takes the flak. He lost his job out of it and he deserved all he got because the guy hadn't got a clue.
Yeah,
that's why England done so
Yeah, because James, if you're a footballer with the shirt of your country on your back, that team shouldn't have been able to speak to each other. Where were the leaders on the pitch?
I understand.
Where
that,
were
Stephen.
The leaders?
Listen, if Republic of Ireland players and Northern Ireland players, the Wales players are all making a fortune out of this game. Would you have played that montage of Northern Ireland hadn't won a game, of Wales hadn't won a game, or Republic of Ireland hadn't won a game?
Well, of course,
no.
Of course not.
No, you wouldn't have played
well,
it. But because it was England, and you're telling me it was it's not anti-English, it was anti-English.
Well,
it's an absolute disgrace that the BBC allowed that montage to be put on the radio this morning.
I think I should tell you that the BBC's editor, David Gordon, is laughing, James.
Well, and he's
smiling.
That's all funny.
He put that
makes it better because you and I are sitting there laughing.
You put this together.
Billy and I put this together.
And I'm taking the flag.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm taking the
absolutely.
Flag.
Absolutely. Listen, I love English football. It's one of the loves of my life. But last night was funny. It is always funny when the high and mighty have a pratfall.
Oh.
That's the bottom line.
A lot of people
in Northern Ireland found it funny. A lot of people in Wales will have found it funny. A lot of people in Scotland will have found it hilarious. It's nothing to do with politics. It's not to do with anything other than watching Giant Killer. Listen, I'm a Man City supporter, and a few years ago we lost an FA Cup final to Wigan.
Man City supporter. People
laughed their heads off at us, and we deserved it. It's always funny when the Giant Killers win.
Oh, because you take jokes about Man City well, don't you? By the way, just another point of order. This is the same man who is mocking England this morning. The last time Manchester, and this is a true story, right?
This is made up.
This is a true story. Steve Clary, Sean McCrick, you ready for this?
Yeah.
I have a live television show on a Wednesday night. OK, I joked to him, David Gordon, the editor of this programme, about Man City losing a game. He walked out before the live television show.
That's because
show.
It was you.
Huffing.
Unshackled.
Huffing.
Single fact
Huffing.
About football in your head.
John McCraig, what would you say to him, having put together that montage this morning? And Vinny, who's done a runner, by the way. At least David's got the balls to come in
I
here.
I think Five Lives should be told about it, Stephen. I think you should play it your next Five Lives
no,
show.
No, this is... I do not want Five Lives.
Stephen, see the Manchester United team. The yes. Manchester United team, the players there had the power. And when David Moyes was the manager, the players got him the sack. So they did.
John McCraig, what would you say? John
McCraig,
what would you say to David Gordon this morning, who created that montage, and Vinny, he's done it.
I will say one thing, Stephen, about the montage. It was brilliantly done.
Thank you very much, John.
That together on the mocking the technical side of it was it was funny and it was, but it wasn't the right time to go and mock and to jeer and to subjugate the United Kingdom to even more derision.
Maybe we should make one about Man City and see how funny it was.
What about the two Newcastle United, my team? Look at the humiliation I've gone through. But quickly, let me ask Steve Claridge this: you played for around 50 managers, Steve. Who was the best manager you played under, and what did they bring that you think that kind of talent is needed for the England team? Your best manager you ever played under?
Quite simple, John, and I think he should have been the England manager before Capello, and that was Martin O'Neill was the best one I played for. And
yes.
Basically just put square pegs in square holes. He's got the right characters around him. And, John, the misconception is that everybody in England, and this is why people are taking the mickey. Good luck to him. And it is very funny, I've got to say.
It was, yeah.
Why the misconception is that we think nobody down here thinks we're going to go into major championships and win them. What we do, what we do think, and I think it's too much to ask, is that the manager will actually, like the Wales manager and the two Irish managers, is that he will get the best out of what we've got. And if we do that, no problem. We'll get beat and we'll take getting beat like everybody else. But when you're getting beat, knowing that the manager has come up so short, it beggars belief, that's when you get angry about it. And that is the difference that we suffer today.
And what made it even worse is when you read that Hodgson is on over £4 million, the highest paid manager out there. He's paid almost as much as Stephen Nolan's paid. Unbelievable.
Can I just ask you, Stephen, if your editor give you an hour-long program on making tyres, how much do you think people would listen to that?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm saying, if you're put in a position where you know you've got to do a job, but it's not actually the right subject to get the best out of you, Stephen.
Yes.
That's what these England players have just done. They've been put in a position where this fella hasn't set them up properly. He's put them in a situation where they just don't get what he wants. Okay? So you're playing with someone who doesn't know his job very well. So he's put you in a situation where you clearly don't understand what you're supposed to do, and you clearly he's not getting the best out of what he's got. Exactly what I'm saying to you. So your gaffer gives you a job, and you think, I can't make a programme out of that. It's not a good enough.
Listen, you're all talking about how these rich footballers, you know, they maybe don't have the
rich footballers,
they don't
Stephen.
Have the passion. Look at Gareth Bale, one of the highest paid footballers in the world. For goodness sake, Gareth Bale. Look at the passion he's had. When he's got that Wales shirt on his back, he's playing his heart out.
Well, these players will play their heart if they're given the right environment.
They didn't last night.
Because they're not put in the right environment. Stephen, if you played at that level, if you played at the game, and you know you're playing with someone who doesn't know what he's doing and clearly can't do his job properly, You are demotivating people, mate. The misconception is that people are going at half-time and you're motivated. You're not. But you can easily be demotivated by yes. being played out of position by a system that clearly doesn't suit.
Jerry's in Lisburn. Morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Stephen, I am absolutely delighted you played that montage. And I'll tell you why. And by the way, I'm a nationalist and I don't hate anybody.
This is not about politics. Vinny has stumbled into the studio this morning.
Yes.
You made that, didn't you?
What are you talking about?
You made that montage, didn't you?
This morning, I acted on the request of my editor.
Did you make it?
David Gordon.
Did you make it?
I am answering your question.
Did you make it?
Please do not pester me.
Did you make it?
So when I came into work this morning, I basically did what I was told my boss.
So you made that montage, that shocking montage. All complaints, make sure you have Vinny Hurl at the top of the complaint letter. Vinny also presents in the BBC, so you might actually be able to remove him from the schedule if you write enough complaints.
Well, I've removed you myself. For years.
What did you like about it, Jerry?
Before I go on to that, Stephen, you have to take the flag for this because this is your show.
Nope. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you.
Else.
No, I had.
He's got this nonsense about being late because he has diarrhea.
I had the runs this morning.
Well, no, I'm sorry. There is no proof that you were late this morning.
Yes,
this is your programme. No. So are you trying to say you have not got control about what goes out in your programme?
I had not got
absolute
a
nonsense.
Clue what was on
he
this show.
He was completely
today.
Aware.
Not a clue what was on this show today.
Right.
Yes, Jerry.
Finish my point.
Yes.
The reason why I'm delighted is because I am sick, sore and tired of listening to English commentators building up these kings of football.
People like Claridge.
Competition, right? And every time they come on, they're going to do this. They're going to kill dead things. But maybe now Iceland will shut them up once and for all.
Yes.
The other thing, Jerry, to say, see, without his production team, Stephen would not. He would literally talk about his weight and I know, cream crackers for an hour and a half every day. Between montages, between questions and answers in his ear.
Jerry makes a good point, Steve Claridge,
doesn't he?
Setting
up stuff, not got a clue.
Jerry makes a good point, Steve Claridge, that we are sick and tired of English commentators hyping this team up beyond what they are.
No, that isn't true. You are casting aspersions, Stephen.
It is true.
Absolutely. You are delegating responsibility. I think probably a look at oneself a little bit close to home, Stephen, before you start accusing other people of certain things that they haven't done. Maybe you need to look at yourself and accept responsibility for what you've done, Stephen.
I've done nothing.
It's just getting worse and worse at taking the mickey, I've got to say. It is quite wonderful. You've done it brilliantly, chaps.
Well, actually, there are quite a few people calling us saying, what montage, because they missed it.
Well, I don't know if we should play
you're
it again, because
it.
No,
you're not replaying it.
I woke up angry and now I've got a smile on my face, chaps. So you've done it.
Let's let people actually,
I'm going to get lynched in the street.
Let's let people actually hear what we're talking about.
It's a very, very good draw for England. And when you consider the population of Iceland, when you consider the Champions League experience in our team, the tournament experience, then defeat for England is unthinkable.
Is he brought down by Halldórsson? The referee says he is. It is, of course, the captain, Wayne Rooney. And Rooney scores. Perfectly placed into the corner. It is the perfect.
This time, they've got to just be a bit more clinical in front of goal. If they can be that and score maybe an early goal, this game will be a walk in the park for them tomorrow.
It's helped across goal! An Iceland a level! Throw in, flick on, goal! Awful England defending. Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Oh, I just got you from swimming. I can promise you. Island to come out of Island. Island to come. Island to the pool. At the pool. At the pool. At the pool.
It was left by Dyer and down. It's come to Sig Thompson. And Joe Hart can't keep it out. Iceland have turned it round to lead. There's disbelief running around the ground.
It's not England! 2-8! Ja, we can deal it. They can take it on.
Time's up for England. Maybe for Roy Hodgson. England are out of the European Championship. This is surely as bad as it's ever been for England in terms of being rocked and shocked.
Ja, we can deal it. They can take it on. Try to get us.
This game will be a walk in the park for him tomorrow.
Stephen, what a hypocrite you are. You blame your diarrhea. Now, we don't want to hear any more about your diarrhea this morning, but you blame that it went out once. And what happens? You compound it. You put it out again.